Paige Michaud is majoring in flute performance at the School of Music at UNO. As a requirement for her degree, Michaud had to perform a soloist recital. She wanted to do her recital as a concert benefit for someone or an organization that provided free assistance to women. But certain study programs denied her that option, unless it had an educational standpoint. Then she presented a new option, and her classmates, who were also preparing for their soloist flute recital, agreed.
And then I just started Googling women shelters in the area. It was really important for us as a flute studio to find a women's shelter that was queer and trans inclusive. I just wanted to make sure that that was something that was important to the organization as well, because it's so important to us as a flute studio.
Michaud came across the Women's Center for Advancement, or WCA. WCA has programs that aid victims of sexual violence, sexual assault, human trafficking, or stalking, and provides education and prevention to lower the numbers of victims in the future.
We see clients in our office. We also see clients at the hospital. We also run a 24-hour a day, 7 days a week hotline for survivors to be able to contact us. We provide all types of services, including relocation for people who are fleeing any of these situations. We'll work with them to find a safe place to stay. We'll help them report to law enforcement if that's what they need. We'll help them filing for protection orders if that's what they're interested in.
Director of Programs for WCA, Tracy Sherrod, says that it is important to mention that WC provides its services to anyone, regardless of gender. And related to WCA and the services they provide for all, the selection of composers and music for Michaud's recital was chosen not only among female composers. Christine Erlander Beer is Iskacer Professor of Flute and International Studies and Coordinator of the Woodwind Studies at the School of Music at UNO. She helped and guided Michaud and the Flute Studio in the selection of the repertoire for the recital.
I felt that the experience for the students was really positive. We've done studio recitals in the past, but we never had a fundraiser or organization tied to the event. And I was really proud of how the students really banded together and really wanted to support this cause. I don't think that there's anything wrong necessarily with having a special concert of women composers, but that's just the way that I feel that we can make it more normal, is to just present it with other music instead of always having a special concert or special day.
Well-Behaved Women and Some of Their Friends was the concert presented by the UNO Flute Studio this past March 6 in celebration of Women's History Month and in partnership with WCA, where they took monetary donations and other items of personal use for victims of domestic violence. People interested in donating can still reach out to wca.omaha.org. Michaud is about to graduate, but she feels that this concert could give guidelines to other students for similar events.
And we are all from different backgrounds. We are people of all genders and all identities. And when all of us can come together and agree that this mission is important and talking about this is important, I think that's a really great thing, especially in such a divisive world that we live in. I definitely would love to do something like this again in the future.
From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.